Hi, Audio Boo. This is Matt. It's my first boo on iOS 6. I now have it. It's pretty good, isn't it? I'm quite impressed, actually. I had a bit of a panic attack when I started using Siri because every time I tried to touch the screen to hear about restaurants in my vicinity, it kept telling me no details visible or something, so I was a bit worried about that. But when I closed it out and started it again, it worked fine. So just be aware of that. There might be occasions when Siri tells you there's nothing on the screen, VoiceOver tells you there's nothing on the screen, and in fact there is, so I'm not quite sure what that's all about. But there we go. Might be a Siri problem, might be a VoiceOver problem, who knows. I wanted to say that PlayTube, the app I mentioned in my previous boo, is fully working on iOS 6 and it's fully 100% accessible, and it has some very nice little features which even the YouTube app that was in the previous iOS did not have. So it's a really nice little app, and it comes actually, this was a bit of an error in my last boo, it comes in three flavours. There's the free one, and in there, there's an in-app purchase of 69 pence or 99 cents to remove the ads. So that's that one. But also, further down in the App Store, there is a paid version of the app, which is £1.49. So again, about $2 and a bit. I'm not really sure what the difference is, but I bought the main one anyway, the fully paid one, because I thought, well, let's see whether that's accessible. And I can report that it is. It's fully accessible, so all the features in there should work fine. The Seek slider that lets you jump through the video with PlayTube is brilliant. You just literally flick up and flick down and you jump backwards and forwards in the time stream of the movie as it plays. With the previous YouTube app, you actually had to do some weird stuff with double tap and hold and slide your finger left and right to do seeking. So, all in all, very impressed with iOS 6. The only thing I would say, I don't like the fact that Do Not Disturb only works if your phone is locked, because I can't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to have Do Not Disturb when you are maybe writing something, like writing a letter or you know, maybe you're in a meeting, or maybe you're recording an audio boo, for example. So, I think that Apple should have allowed Do Not Disturb to apply even if your phone was unlocked. And I hope that that's something that can be fed back to them, because I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. They should have an option for that. And the other thing that I'm a bit annoyed about, I use an app called AIDA Reminder, which is a brilliant reminders app that you can record reminders in your own voice. And in previous iOS, you could actually set the voice recording that you'd made to be the alert. So you'd get the sort of standard notification and it would actually play the recording you made as the alarm, if you like. And they've just brought out a new version of AIDA Reminder with a warning to users that in iOS 6, Apple have taken that functionality away. So if you are using any app that lets you either record a track, record your voice or import music files or anything like that, and then use those as alarms or reminders or what have you, iOS 6 apparently does not allow that to be done. So just a little warning there, but I can tell you that the things like the hourly chime app that, you know, plays a, you know, it's 9 a.m. or whatever on the hour, that does still work. So, you know, you shouldn't have any problems with things that have got sounds built into them, but it's apps where you can record your own sound files and then use those files as alerts or alarms. They don't seem to be working in iOS 6, apparently. So just a little heads up on that one. Apart from that, it's all looking pretty good, I have to say. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you all very soon.